Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Thursday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Ah, good morning, Great Britain. Morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. La 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 la. Let's just sing along to the jingle till 7 o'clock.
Shall we?
Yeah. It's Dave Grohl there on the top. You know that? It's Dave Grohl playing guitar.
Is it really?
No.
Is it Slash on the guitar?
It's Slash is on the drums.
Is it?
Weird, isn't it? Well, anyway, morning. Welcome to the show. And it's Thursday already. Thank God.
Woohoo!
Oh, yes. I like Thursdays.
It was hectic today on the journey in.
Why?
It's just lots of people around. Leicester Square was buzzing. I got the tube in today because there was a surge on... I know not everyone likes Uber. There was a surge on Uber.
Right.
So I got the first tube in.
Right.
Absolutely bonkers, the whole carriage.
My car with my chauffeur was fine. It was just me and him.
We had a gang of kids come on. We were all like really like loud kids.
That early?
Yeah.
Oh, I got the tube the other day and there was one of my favourite things ever. School kids. Little kids. Toddlers. With a couple of teachers.
Oh, fun.
I love it. I got to the top of the escalators and I could hear... What's the noise? Oh, yes. And they'd line them up, ready to put them on the escalator.
Really small ones?
Yeah.
Oh, they have all the fluorescent jackets on.
Yeah, and they were like, the teacher or whoever's leading them goes, they get on first, they went, right, come on you go, on you go. And of course, they're just like all chatting with each other, punching each other in the arm, messing around. Johnny, get on the escalator. Oh, miss, I'm going. I love it. And I love it when you see them on the tube because they just like, it's just a race. It's every kid for themselves to get a seat.
Yeah.
And they leg it on, they're pushing each other out of the way. Bobby, stop that. There, got a seat.
Yeah.
I love it. It's brilliant.
And you'll get one sat in between a load of adults at one side and all the others together.
I'm like, let them sit there. Let them take over. It's brilliant. Oh, they're so excited. They're always so giddy. They're either really giddy or absolutely not bothered.
Yeah.
There's no in between.
Yeah.
They're like, we're at the tube. Or they're just sitting there talking to their mate. I love it. Makes me smile every time. Would I want to be looking after them?
No.
No. Oh, my goodness.
No.
How stressful to get them all on the same tube. Because I've noticed that you have to line them all up. So they usually...
the wall.
Yeah, and they let a tube go past, you know, they like wait for the right moment, the right carriage, and then it's like, everyone on.
Go!
Go!
Oh, I'm really annoyed. Yesterday, this is such a petty thing, but it really annoys me. I went on the, I've got a Peloton treadmill.
Yes, you have.
And I've got the Peloton bike. The bike is just there for hanging stuff off it now.
Yeah.
But, part of the whole thing about having, like, anything, if you're cycling, you've done the Strava app or whatever it's called, or anything like that, or the Peloton like me, it's, like, part of the fun of it, because sometimes it's not particularly fun, running or cycling or whatever.
Boring.
Is that afterwards it tells you how well you did, or how well you didn't do, and then it logs it. It logs your performance, which is great.
Yeah, nice.
So yesterday, it got quite late in the day, I had quite a busy day, and I'm like, no, I've got to do something, because I trained Saturday, Monday, I've got to get a training session in today, got to do something. Tickled some weights. That'll do.
But at least you tickled them.
I did.
It's more than a lot of people did. Mm-hmm.
And then I got on the treadmill, and I thought, I'll do I'll do 45 minutes. That'll do. Lovely.
Great. That's a long time.
So I started my run. And you can choose these scenic runs, so you can run anywhere in the world.
Nice.
So I thought I'd run in Sydney, Australia.
Lovely.
Right. Lovely. Nice.
Upside down.
No. Corks on the hats.
No, okay.
Yeah. Another racist stereotypes.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I start it off and I'm like, oh no, I'm not ready yet. So I switched it off. I just need to grab whatever I need to grab. Right, now I'm ready. And I start and I've resumed. And I'm like, oh no, I should have started over from scratch. Stop it again. Mm. Go back into it. Start fresh. Start again from the beginning. Lovely. And off I go. And I'm running. Start off slow.
Have you got headphones on?
Now, I put my headphones in yesterday.
Right.
And I decided I was going to listen to Nick Kershaw.
Okay. Whilst jogging the streets of Sydney. Lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be honest, it was a weird... I'm glad that nobody else could hear what I was listening to.
A weird combination.
Well, I put on Nick Kershaw Essentials. That's what I put on.
Is that running music?
Well, it just distracted me, okay? But what happened was, it played this random playlist, and the random playlist started with City of Angels, I think, because it's a track by Nick Kershaw.
Uh-huh.
And then it went into another track by Nick Kershaw, and I'm like, oh yeah, this is good. Nobody Knows, maybe, right? And then after Nobody Knows, it went into a longer version of Nobody Knows. And I'm like, well, I'll see what the difference is. So I've listened to the same track twice now.
This just sounded quite nerdy.
Yeah. And then Don Quixote came on, which is a great track, and it was a single version.
Okay.
And then that finished, and I'm still running. And then Don Quixote came on again, the album version.
Okay.
And I thought, well, I like this song, and I'll just see what the difference is, and it'll just distract me for another 4 or 5 minutes. Then Don Quixote, the 12-inch version, came on, and I thought, okay, I might need to skip this now. I've done it.
Triple play.
And then another song came on, and then a demo of that song came on, and then I'm like, I like that song, but I'll go back and listen to the other version. Anyway, 45 minutes, I listened to about 3 songs.
That is so geeky.
I listened to about 12 minutes of Don Quixote by Nick Kershaw.
Nick should be delighted someone's taken this much interest.
Yeah. Oh, listen, Nick Kershaw's songs are awesome. Nobody Knows is such a great track. Look,
this is where you need Dom to back this up, because me and James are a little bit...
Captain, you in there? He knows his music, does Captain Crapbeard.
Ah.
Oh, is he not here?
I think he's been a bit held up on the chair.
Oh, not again. Oh, come on.
We've been held at...
How come he's the only one who gets held up coming into work? Don't you two get the same line in as well?
Yeah, it was bad today, though.
Well, yeah, but you got on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're still here before the start of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He'll be here.
Listen, when you go to Heart, do you need, I don't know, anybody to do production? Like an audio producer?
I mean, audio's always good.
It is, especially in radio.
Yes, kind of handy.
Why don't you have Captain?
I thought you wanted...
Amanda could treat him like a little pet.
Yeah. Could have a little look at what he's wearing every day, check his haircut. Check his looking.
You know what he's going to wear every day. He's going to wear a big baggy shirt.
But he had a curveball yesterday. He wore a black jumper.
He did, yeah.
And he looks, I thought, really suave.
When he makes the effort, he looks more, what's the word, human. You know?
Oh, he's not here to do
it. It's like when he gets his hair cut.
It looks nice, doesn't it?
He's gone from like a homeless man to like a model.
A model, he'll like that.
Need it kind of...
Compared to what he looked like the day before, which is just a mess. He looks like somebody from the cast of Derek.
You're backtracking now too much.
No. Fine. I think that's a fair analogy.
But you need a regular haircut. Like, James, you get your hair cut so regularly.
Yeah, at a 5-star hotel.
Yeah. We don't notice when it's done.
Cut for convenience.
Yeah, that's right. It's the nearest place to Leicester Square that you can get his hair cut. Well, if he just walked another 60 seconds, he'd have so many
other
options.
No, it's the same price.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's the same price.
He gets shampers with it.
No. He gets 10% discount by having his hair cut at this place, but this place just happens to be a 5-star boutique hotel.
What perks do you get?
Locality.
That's it.
That's it.
Anything else? Massage? Nothing?
No.
Ah.
Okay. Barbers. Did you get your ears done? No, don't even faff with that.
Nose? No.
Okay, nails
like
done?
Get that done. Nails done? No.
Because you can have your nails done in the same place.
You can actually.
Yeah, you can have a mani-pedi.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Facial.
I can't think of anything more boring. No offence.
Have you ever been down there? You've got to see this place. Oh, it's ludicrous.
I can cut my nails in like a minute.
Right.
Bing, 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 done.
Well, you can cut them.
With one hand that's free, Chelsea could shave your hair.
She could, but it wouldn't be good.
She could do that in 2 minutes.
No, she couldn't. Well, she got two hands free because she's not chained to anything.
No, I never said she was. You brought it up. No, you changed the radio.
She said chained the radio.
Thank you. Got you. Finally admitted it.
Captain's here, by the way.
Oh, is he?
He's here.
Captain.
Hello.
All right, now, Sue, what am I going to do with you?
Sorry I'm late. It's
what am I going to do?
The Piccadilly line is unreal.
How is it only you?
Because I get
it's
in later.
It's never Phoenix. It's never Pippa. It's never James. It's never me. It's never Dom. It's always just you.
Because I get in later, don't
I? He does get in a bit later, yeah, to be fair.
Right.
Because, Captain, excuse me.
Right, listen.
His on-air role is from 8
o'clock. Is it just me? He's on air rolls at 8 o'clock. What time's his get your ass into work time?
Well, yeah, 6:30.
Why is he starting at 6:30 when the show starts at 6:30? Get in like the rest of us do, you work shy, lazy fop.
Silence. Yes.
Oh, I'm putting on loads of weight and I can't really work it out. Why? What are you eating? Well, I go to the all-you-can-eat buffet at Pizza Hut for lunch and then I have a big cake in the evening. Well, that might be it. No, do you think so? Well, I'm the only one getting in late to the show. But I start later than everyone else. I don't know, maybe leave for work earlier. It's not rocket science, is it? It's always Captain.
I never thought I'd say this. But tell me some more about Nick Kershaw.
No. Tell me more about why he starts at 6:30 and the show starts at 6:30.
Well, I think what happens, and correct me if I'm wrong, Captain. So Captain will have his set tube that he gets, and 95% of the time it gets in plenty of time and he'll get in at 6:20, 6:15, maybe 6:15. And then every now and again, the tube will be severely delayed. So the question is, do you always go for an earlier tube and getting really early? Or do you get the normal one, but then every now and again...
You get the early tube and you get in early, so you absolutely eliminate the risk of you being late for work. That's the answer to your question.
Yes, but everyone has had lateness in for work every once in a while.
Right.
Me once, to be fair.
What do you reckon that leaderboard would look like?
Yes. Well, do you know what? I reckon Dom's pretty good despite his massive long journey in.
Mm-hmm. So
I reckon
who's the top of the I'm late for work leaderboard on the Chris Moyle show, do you reckon?
Well, it'll probably have to be Captain at the moment.
Mm-hmm. And then a huge drop off to second place is what I would imagine.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But we're the on-air team at 6:30. So there is a slight difference.
I know you're a nice person, and I'm not, and I'll burn in hell. But if I was late, maybe 5, 6, 7 times, I'd probably go, I think I'm going to get that earlier train in.
Mm.
And that's what I'll do, just to try and eliminate the fact that I'm the one that's always late with zero repercussions. Apply for Riley. What's it got on you?
No, but what do you
call... Is it photos? Is it a video?
I know.
Is it tapes?
I know you like a bit of a on-air, you know, but Captain, we always talk, we have, like, and Matt gets involved, and we all, like, chat about it, and
we'll
there are repercussions.
We still have our audio that we need.
We just don't do it on-air or in front of people, because that's humiliating.
Well, maybe we need to.
No,
because your chats are clearly not working.
Oh, James.
They're clearly not working, are they? You sit down and have a chat with him. Well, guess what? He's late again. You sit down and have a chat with him. He's late again. You sit down and have a chat with him. He's late again. What is it? And you two get the same tube line in. You get in and he goes, oh, the tubes are a nightmare. The tubes are a nightmare. And you go, yeah, they were bad to be fair. You're here?
Yeah.
What, am I on glue? Text in. 83936. Don't text in, am I on glue? I'm clearly not on glue.
He's not. Can confirm.
not on glue of any kind.
I can't confirm for certain, but I assume not.
Not even seen glue since I was at school. And it used to be Gloy glue. Mm. I remember that. Don't know why.
PVA?
There's no need for that.
Put it in your
mouth. Ronnie, having a laugh?
Yeah.
No need for you to start insulting me with initials.
PVA.
Yeah. DIV. There you go.
It's good.
So what happened? There was no tube, Captain? What, was it just not there?
I was sat at Russell Square for about 11 minutes, and then the next stop, I was sat there for about 4 minutes.
Wow.
Oh, the Post Museum's there. It's very good. I've been on it. I recommend
You're not helping.
Sorry.
That is long for the tube. That is what we call, in London, severe delays.
That's what we call get off and walk the rest of the way in.
No, it's too far
from there. If I get up at Russell Square, I'd get in at about 7:15.
Right.
We could get
You don't want to be late, do you? I swear, is it,
you can go, Rab.
Is it just me? What,
you're off.
Am I nuts? What? All the time. You need to punish him properly. Send him to Jordan, says Stephen in Milton Keynes. Do you mean Jordan North or Jordan, the place? I think that'd be a bit severe. Sending him down to Capitol. He takes the mick because you let him sack him, says Ross.
Oh, Ross, you can do one. Ross, you're off. You always say mean things. You can go.
What's mean about that?
No, Ross is the one who's always like, he says mean things all the time. We've picked up on Ross before, I remember.
What else we got? He's one of those privileged people, says Ant. It's common sense, Chris, get the earlier train, never be late. Not. Right? It's like, I can't be nuts on this. Simple, late people value their time above other people's time. I don't know if I agree with that. I think late people are just because they've got no concept of time. I don't think it's putting it on other people. I mean, Alicia says if he was a nurse, people would die. Again, I think you're taking things to quite an extreme limit there, Alicia.
There you go, there's Ross. That's always his default.
Kill him?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ross's little default.
Ross said we should kill you, Captain.
Yeah.
Have you killed him?
No, I imagine that Captain doesn't want to have this conversation on air.
No, well, I don't want my audio producer to be late. We've all got to deal with these things. Are you not listening now, or have you got the hum with me?
I don't know what to say. I don't know.
Sorry. It won't happen again.
Well, if TfL want to run their trains 15 minutes late, it will happen again.
We need to get like a helicopter in or something. Land on the roof. Land in the middle of Leicester Square. See you tomorrow, Captain. Not that, Captain.
Simon Pearce's message. He loves you, Captain.
I love him too. I just get annoyed when he's just late. It's just late all the time. Or we've just done this so many times. I'm like, just get in earlier. If you're getting 15 minutes earlier, you've got stuff to do, and then just leave 15 minutes earlier. Just, you know, put yourself on James Robinson time. Just waltz out for air got 11:15.
Oh, Captain's the late. Captain's the latest.
I don't do that.
You did it once.
I did it once when you were off.
That's still so,
yeah. You're the boss if you were like, oh, where are you going?
Captain's the latest here every day. The latest.
I know.
Yes, he is.
20 to 7.
Good. Very good.
And he interrupted my playing of Nick Kershaw's songs. The only person that's happy about his lateness is Matt Deverson, because he's like, oh, thank God he put him off from playing Nick Kershaw. I was going to play Nobody Knows. Where's it gone now? Oh. This will cheer me up. Here we go. I should put on the album version of Don Quixote. That's what it should be. Now, that's the shortened version. It's not the full album version there. Because the full album version, the intro is a lot longer.
Right.
Do you want me to show you how that works?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Please. So what you... Excuse me. So what you want to do is you want to go to... It's on the Riddle album, of course. So you want to go to that album. No, not that one. That's You've Got to Laugh. So you go to the riddle and then you go to Don Quixote. So I listened to yesterday for a very long time. Anyway, I did my 45-minute run.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Peloton registered that I'd done 45 minutes and 0 miles.
Oh, did you forget to press start?
No, I pressed... I'd have just stood there if I hadn't pressed start.
Did you forget to put the program in? Was it?
No, it's because I started it like 3 times and I think Peloton just threw a wobbler. So here you go. I did 45 minutes yesterday on the Peloton. I did 0 distance, 0 calories, 0 total output, 0 elevation, 0 average pace, and my average speed was 0 miles per hour. Oh,
same as me.
But here's the scariest thing, right? It also tells you what your leaderboard ranking is. Mm. And out of 50,746 people who did that run, that's 50,746, I was 50,037.
She won't last.
No.
Right.
Despite the fact, according to this, I didn't even move. So there's people who moved less than me on the leaderboard.
In more time.
I don't know. Well, it's a set time. It's a
right?
set time of 45 minutes.
No one wants to be bottom.
You run bottom.
Which is the name of my next book. So, yeah, I did a 45-minute run. I did 4.5 miles, and then I got off the machine, and he goes, you didn't do anything. I went, no, I did, but I did do anything. And he doesn't register it. Oh, it's so annoying. You just like to have a little, hey, well done, from your computer treadmill. Anyway. I'm clearly reaping the benefits. Look at me. I look fantastic. Like a model. God, it's awkward in here now, isn't it? Because no one's saying anything.
It is a little bit. Yeah. Hey, look, we've got to do 20 seconds to 20K now.
Do we?
Yeah.
I will do, but I might do it late.
The Chris Moyle Show. 20 seconds to 20K.
Oh!
No.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
No. What is it? 15 seconds?
No. This is the question.
Oh, I know the question. Test me. What's the first word?
In 2005.
2005? Yeah, yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Okay.
Hey, we need to do 20 seconds to 20K with the right question.
The Chris Moyle Show. 20 seconds to 20K. Radio X.
I'm just saying, I've never really read this. We have a script for this game.
Yeah.
But because I do it all the time.
Don't need it.
I don't need it. And I've just read, if the time expires on the game and it's game over... It says on my script, you ran out of time. Oh, no. I've never seen that before.
Oops.
Oh, no. It's normally like, oh, no. Anyway, 20 seconds, 20K is back this morning, and you could be on playing the game. You could win up to £20,000. The least amount of money you could win is £1,000, which still wouldn't be shabby at all. For you to have that put into your bank account today. The question, in case you didn't hear it yesterday, I'll tell you what it is today. In 2005, the England cricket team famously reclaimed the Ashes. But which other country do they exclusively compete against? 2005, the England cricket team famously reclaimed the Ashes. But which other country do they exclusively compete against? If you would like to play the game, you need to text the word play, followed by the answer to the question, and send it to 83936. That's the word play, followed by your answer, 83936. Text cost £2 plus your standard network rate. You need to be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 7:45 this morning. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play the game. All of the rules, including online entry, are at radiox.co.uk. So, England, reclaim the Ashes. But which other country do they exclusively compete against? You have to text, and you've got to start your text with the word play. Then you put your answer. 83936 is the number. So you got it? On a text, got to start with play, then you put your answer. You could win £1,000. You could win £2,000. Beautiful. In your bank today, just ahead of the weekend. I'd love that. Who wouldn't say no? John, £1,000? Yes, please. That would be lovely. Thank you. Now, if you're watching this on catch-up, don't text yet because the lines close at 7.45 in the morning on Thursday, April 10, 2025. And if it's past that time, then you're a div. So don't text in, all right? But right now, if you're listening live, text in. Start your text with the word play. And the best of luck.
The Chris Moyle Show. 20 seconds to 20K. Radio X.
We had a... Oh, it was close yesterday, wasn't it?
Oh, he was... I got to be honest, he was lucky.
Tony
was lucky. Well, but, done, Tony, but you were really lucky.
But everybody wins is lucky if you look at it like, you know... If you know the song,
yeah,
you're laughing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the odds are. I don't even know how you'd work it out, but it could be the first three songs that come up in the game are three of your favourite songs that we play on Radio X.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, got it. It could be that that first one is one of those songs that makes you go, oh, it's just the luck of the draw. But if you get the first one right, you've got £1,000. Chris Miles, then it's game on. Right. Welcome to the show. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. The news is next at 7 with Simon Conway, newsman.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. The big electric test drive event now on.
Radio X.
How would £5,000 put a spring in your step? Enter now at winplus.co.uk to win cash prizes and loads more. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
When you switch to Virgin Media Lightning Fast M125 broadband, you do nothing. Literally nothing. We'll handle the whole process for you. That's smooth broadband and smooth switching. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Visit virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fiber areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
Hey, love. Just spoke to Zara from St. James's Place.
Your financial advisor?
Yeah, we've made a plan. Retire early, travel more. Peru first.
Ooh, ¿cómo estás?
Bless you. And Zara's plan means I can help more with your house deposit.
Thanks again, Dad.
Planning for the future calls for invaluable advice. Visit St. James's Place to find your one-to-one financial advisor. St. James's Place Wealth Management PLC is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. SJP approved 19th of Feb 25.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours and his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more and be protected against future price rises by switching to one of our fixed price tariffs. Plus, with Peak Save, you could save even more with half price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
At Wix, save on Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £22, now £15. Shop now and feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Terms apply.
Get those jobs sorted this Easter with some great deals at Screwfix. Save £20 on the Titan self-propelled petrol mower, now only £179.99. And stock up on screws with a Turbo Gold Wood Screws Trade Pack, now only £19.99. That's a saving of £30. Don't miss out. These Easter deals must end on the 21st of April. Shop the Screwfix app online or in-store. Subject to availability. See screwfix.com for full T's and C's.
This is going to sound odd.
Unicorns are real, and I don't think we're supposed to be here.
This year, poke around.
I am telling you bad things will happen.
And find out.
I need you to act like everything is fine.
It's going
to
kill us.
I don't think I should be in swim shorts for this moment.
Paul Rudd, Jenna Ortega, Will Poulter with Tia Leone and Richard E. Grant.
Called it. There's no negotiating with monsters.
Death of a Unicorn. In cinemas everywhere now.
Here's hoping we kill Bigfoot on the way home, huh?
Easter's on its way, so why not pop into Aldi where you'll find everything you need, including a delicious and tender whole leg of lamb on sale April 14th, our exquisite specially selected hot cross buns, hand-finished, packed with dried fruit and Good Housekeeping Institute taste-approved 2025 no less, so you'll be hot and cross if you miss them, and milk chocolate bunnies. Ah, yes, bet you're all ears now. Aldi, which cheapest supermarket 2024?
Radio X. News update next.
Get the new Google Pixel 9a on EE and save a massive £384. Now with Add Me.
What? Add to you?
Well, no, not me, but Add Me. Lets you add everyone to the picture, even the person taking it.
Perfect for the family get together.
That's right. Plus, save even more when you trade in.
Right, squeeze in, everyone.
All on the UK's best network for over 11 years in a row.
Savings across contract. Trade-in value dependent on device. Eligibility. Credit check and terms apply. Credit by EE Limited. Verify best network at ee.co.uk/claims.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Dominic Byrne is off this week. Don't forget, he's having a little well-earned break. Simon Conway's got your news spot on weather. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, Donald Trump has now delayed higher tariffs on most countries for 90 days after a week of turmoil on the markets.
Well, I thought that people were jumping a little bit out of line. They were getting yippy, you know? They were getting a little bit yippy, a little bit afraid.
But his trade war with China is heating up. The president's raised taxes on Chinese imports again to 125%. Simon Marks, who's in Washington for Radio X, says it's a major U-turn.
A near total climb down by Donald Trump, the end of a global trade war and the beginning of a trade war against only one country, China. And he looks wounded, he looks vulnerable.
Financial markets in Asia have rallied overnight in response. Also this morning, a video game based on sexual violence and incest has now been removed from a major platform in the UK. We told you about the game on Steam yesterday. It still hasn't commented. There are plans to put more police out in town centres at busy times like Friday and Saturday nights. Sir Keir Starmer's setting out his ideas to tackle street crime and antisocial behaviour in England and Wales. And the original cut of Star Wars is going to be screened for the first time in decades. It's different from special editions released in the 90s, where some plot points were changed and CGI characters added, and it's going to be shown at a BFI festival in London this summer.
Sport.
Aston Villa lost 3-1 to Paris Saint-Germain in the first leg of their Champions League quarter-final in France. The hosts gave themselves a 2-goal advantage for the return game with a stoppage time goal, but Villa boss Unai Emery says it's still to play for.
It's not changing a lot, because with 2-1, we were thinking for the next match, playing to win. And with 3-1, it's still being the same.
In last night's other game, Barcelona thrashed Borussia Dortmund 4-0 in Spain. Coventry are back into the Championship playoff places. They beat Portsmouth 1-0 to climb to 6th. And Rory McIlroy starts his latest bid to win the only major golf title to elude him later. He tees off at the Masters this evening.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil, get your vehicle MOT ready.
Dry and sunny for most today, cloudier in the far southeast and a high of 20. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Simon Conway.
Thank you very much, Simon Conway.
You're very welcome.
Simon Conway, newsman.
That's me.
He reads the news, and then that's it. He doesn't do anything.
Don't do anything else, no.
Just reads the news. Goes back to Global's newsroom, sleeps for 56 minutes, wakes up, and then comes in and reads the news again. Wouldn't that be lovely?
That'd be a dream.
Would you be bored?
Probably would be. Yeah. It'd be nice for an hour and then I'd get a bit bored.
Yeah. He's going out of the newsroom now, and from 5 past to 5 to, just everybody's asleep. It's like, shh. And Nick Ferrari comes in, like matron. I don't know where I'm going with this, I'll be honest.
Simon Conway Newsman. Simon Conway Newsman. Simon Conway Newsman. Simon Conway Newsman.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
sort of text in saying, I can be a witness for Captain in his meeting with HR. That was awful chat from Chris this morning. I had a boss like that, and Chris will say it's banter. Oh, pipe down, shoot your face. I don't know what you're on about, div. Yeah, yeah, I'm in the wrong because I turned up to work on time. That's it, yeah. Meanwhile, somebody else says, Chris, Nick Kershaw has some good tour action this year. You're the only one I know who's remotely interested. Let's go, says Philip. I think they're trying to shoehorn in I am the one and only in there. How's Chesney doing on Big Brother? I've not seen... I watched the launch night and then I've not seen it since.
I've not.
Oh, hello.
I've not watched a second of it.
I think
I didn't even watch launch night.
I saw literally 10 seconds last night of Mickey Rourke getting told off by Big Brother.
I saw a clip of that on social.
Is it something to do with homophobia?
I don't... Well... Here's what I saw. Yes. We switched the telly on and we're talking. And we go, what are we going to watch? We're going to watch another episode of 1923 or whatever it's called, which is uncomfortable, or Big Brother. And Tiff goes, oh, let's watch 1923. So I'm like, that means we're going to have to do like a 4-hour marathon of Big Brother to catch up. So it was on ITV, the telly, when we switched it on. And it was literally, here's what I saw. Mickey, Big Brother will not tolerate language like that, blah, 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 blah. And he went, oh, okay. Oh, okay. So you've been issued with your first warning. Oh, oh. And then Tiff switched it off. And she goes, oh, I wonder what he said. So then we tried to work out what he said. So if there'd been a microphone in our lounge last night, it was just profanity and filth. I was going with swear words.
So you still don't know to this day what he said?
No, because I'll watch it. I'm going to catch up with Big Brother. So,
how's Chesney doing?
This is it. I don't know. I've not watched it. But I need to catch up at some point.
We want our if anyone's listening who's seen it, we want our Chesney to be doing well.
It's a good lineup. It's just 9 o'clock at night. It's just like it's too late. Do these people not realise we have to get up early in the morning?
Why don't
put it on at 8?
Yeah, it's so true. Come on, schedulers.
Put it on at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
If you want it talked about on breakfast radio, get it on early.
Get it on early. I'm sending some preview tapes.
Yeah, all that.
So then someone else can watch it and tell us all about it. Come on, get with the programme. Like, we sat down last night to watch... God knows how long these episodes of 1923 are. They just seem to go on forever.
Yeah.
And then the next thing is, it's like 9:30 and I'm like, I've got to start getting ready for bed. It takes me ages because I faff about. I've got my little getting ready for bed routine.
Oh, I take about an hour and a half.
An hour and a half?
Oh, such a long time. I've got a list now that I've written down a list of my notes of things I need to do for bed. It's so long.
All right, I'm not that bad.
Yeah.
What's the longest?
Chumped.
What takes the longest on your list?
Faffing.
Faffing.
Yeah.
Do you write faffing on the list?
Yeah, faff time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's, you know, doing stuff.
Sure, no. I'm curious to know more about faff time, but, no. You know, maybe later. One step at a time.
1 hour 25.
Yeah. Don't put me in Big Brother, that's all I'm saying.
Mine is everything to reduce my time in the morning. So
yes, get everything ready.
Tiff gave me a job. Like, I used to get up out of bed. That's hard for me, right? Just getting out of bed. And then...
It's early, isn't it?
Getting the shower. And then once you've kind of had a shower, you're all right. And then I've worked out, it takes me about 20 minutes to get downstairs.
Yeah.
That showering.
Yeah.
And doing
put
all
on
that.
Your bits and bobs.
Put on my moisturiser.
Yeah.
My eye gel.
Yeah.
You know, because that really makes a difference to my eyes.
It probably, like, it does, though.
I don't know if it does, but I can't stop using it just in case it is making a difference.
Because you'll never know.
I know. If I hadn't have been using eye gel for the last hour and a year, maybe I'd have, like, big, saggy eyes or whatever.
For a month, just try it on one, see if it's any different.
I've tried it on one in the morning. I tried to put it on one eye and then brush my teeth for 2 minutes. And then I'm looking in the mirror going, I don't think it makes any difference. But it makes my eyes feel better.
Good.
Anyway, so that's that. So I used to do that. I used to get up, get showered and changed, go downstairs, have a cup of tea, have a smoke, whatever, see what's going on in the world. Great. And then Tiff one day goes, oh, you could do all the cat bowls. And I'm like, huh?
Oh, I thought you said cat bowls. You mean, I've got it.
Bowls. Of food.
Bowls. Yeah.
Got not it. Balls.
I thought you meant like clear up sort of any fur balls or something. I don't know.
No.
Yeah, got it.
And that just adds to my time. It's, you know what it's like? You know when you're driving somewhere and you're in a rush and you just notice every traffic light is red and you also notice how long it's red for and you start going, this doesn't need to be this long. And when you're not in a rush, you don't even notice these things.
Yeah.
So at night time now, I get out my teas and coffees for the morning.
That right? Organised, yeah.
With a fresh mug with a clean spoon in it for Tiff. I'll just rinse out whatever mug I was using the night before. That'll do me. Doesn't matter. Apparently, the inside of our mugs used to be, like, not brown. Who knew? And then I get out Leia's little breakfast bowl for the morning with a little packet of breakfast food or a little tin, depending on what she's having. Have that sorted. Get everything ready. Charge everything up. Charge up my headphones. Charge up whatever vape that is now. Blah, blah, do all that. Then get my clothes out for the morning.
Yeah.
Get everything ready.
It's all prepared.
Yeah.
All ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I go and brush my teeth and wash my face, put my stupid mouth guard in.
Yeah. I put Invisalign in. It's a lengthy process.
Get out your bed. I've started getting ready at 9:15 and thinking I'm going to go to bed early. Next thing is I'm getting into bed. I'm like, it's 10:05. Where did this happen? It's so much easier to go to bed when you're drunk. You just go to bed.
You do. Fully clothed. You dress for the morning.
Shoes and socks on.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I can't go to bed fully clothed.
Oh, when you're drunk, sometimes you have no choice.
Well, no, that's because you face palm the bed.
I do. Sometimes the sofa. I'll just lay down here for 1 minute. Oh, it's morning. That's what happens.
Simon has to leave now because he can't get involved in conversations about being drunk.
Yeah. Simon, what?
I don't ever get drunk. I don't do that.
Do you actually not?
No, of course I do.
What time do you get up in the morning, Simon?
3:30.
What made you want to be a newsreader, Simon?
Getting up at 3:30.
There you go.
Bye, Simon.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Simon.
Simon. Bye-bye.
Simon.
Bye-bye, Simon.
He's going to come back, isn't he?
That was so awkward. He has to leave because he's got to go back to the newsroom and do stuff.
Serious news.
But it was almost like we were just talking about James being drunk. And the next thing is he just takes his headphones off. I've got to go.
I'll do this.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Have you had a bad experience as Simon whilst being drunk?
Yeah, have you two been drunk together? Yeah. Oh my God, did you try and get off with him?
Yeah.
Did we trigger some sort of memory?
Yeah.
He flew out of the studio when he was talking about being drunk.
Yeah. It was a great night.
Did you and Chelsea...
I know it was.
What did you do? Did you invite him into your weird world?
Oh, no.
That's Dom's domain, isn't it?
No.
Oh, do you not think James and Chelsea would be ripe for that as well?
Oh no, not for me.
Oh,
not
no,
nudie land.
Do you not think they've got the look?
I can't think about it now.
Don't think about it.
You know, my imagination actually takes me there and I don't want
to. I have to be fair now, and just for balance, do you ever think maybe Pippa and Toby could...
Well, Toby does like being in the nude.
He does?
He does, doesn't he? Yeah. Definitely naturists.
Oh,
Toby
no.
could definitely do that.
See, I'm not a nudie. I don't like being nudie. Well, not don't like, but I'm a bit more conscious of being nudie. Some people just are, and I'm one of those.
Yeah,
Toby's not.
I don't think most people. I mean, walking around your home nude.
I don't really do that.
I think it's fine until you catch sight of yourself in a mirror or reflection, and you just go,
"Oh,
oh God, what am I thinking? Wow. Oh."
Toby wouldn't even be fig leaf, would he? He'd be just...
No.
Oh, nothing. No. He'd be absolutely...
The male form.
Dark as...
But yeah,
morning.
Be careful.
Ah! Oh, you just dropped that. Let me pick that up for you.
There you go. Let me turn around first.
Because we're only a first floor flat, you see, and we've got our lights on a lot of the time, obviously. So you've got to be careful. Because people
will... Is he careful,
a
though?
...slight incline. No.
No.
No, but I'm careful because... You know, you can be top half upwards and you're more visible from down the street. Do you know what I mean?
So. I don't think you are. I don't think... from where I sit on that tree, I've never really seen you properly. Toby, way too much, yeah. What time roughly would you be, you know...
Which tree's that?
The one right up... It's just coincidentally, it's right opposite your flat.
Radio X.
Right across.
Coming up,
right there.
More excellent chat and awesome tunes to fuel your Thursday.
Oh, hello there, Paul.
Tony won £1,000 yesterday and even said he's rubbish at naming song titles.
Yeah.
How could you do in 20 seconds to 20K?
All right, though.
Plus, we're giving you the chance to be on the show. We hear the voice notes you've been sending to the Radio X WhatsApp. Giddy up, cowboys. You're in for one hell of a ride on The Chris Moyle Show.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
In case you're interested, yesterday Tony won £1,000 on 20 seconds to 20K. And do you want to know what he did last night? They all went to the cinema and watched the movie Minecraft.
Hey! Great!
Which you can do with £1,000. You could even afford some popcorn. So, yeah, Tony won £1,000 on our game yesterday, 20 seconds, 20K. Took the family out. Beautiful. Is he the one who had, like, 19 kids?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, so that £1,000's gone, isn't it? Yeah, it's gone now. All right, first song is Manic Street Preachers. Australia and not really seen much of it. Isn't that weird, isn't it? I've been. I have been. But I haven't been. I feel like I've been.
Where did you go?
Can't tell you.
Ah.
But, I swear to God, I can't tell you.
So where did you fly into?
I can't remember.
Was it...
Now.
Do you know whether it was East or West Coast?
No.
It was
the
East Coast,
it
right?
It
must have been East Coast.
Yes.
It
was the East Coast.
You were like Sydney, Melbourne.
One of them. I'm going to say Melbourne.
Melbourne. Okay, that sounds plausible.
And
I'm sure it was Melbourne because there's a picture of like it.
Welcome me underneath. Welcome to Sydney.
No,
sign.
Because when you take a picture, if it just says Mel B, it's a photo of you by Mel B.
Well, she's from Leeds.
No, Melbourne. What? Mel B.
No, her name is Melanie Brown.
Mel B.
That's why she's short. It's a Mel B.
Where is it?
And then there was Mel C.
No, wait.
She's sporty.
Brisbane.
Why is he talking about the Spice Girls?
Maybe it's Brisbane.
Yeah, it might be Brisbane, yeah.
Yeah, Brisbane.
How do I find out? I don't know.
Oh, there you go. You've
What?
Was it 20?
Have you Googled it?
Yeah.
And where was I?
Brisbane.
Right.
Anyway, Mel B wasn't there.
You fly to Melbourne with Mel B. Yeah. Brisbane, sorry. And then they put you in a car.
Yeah.
And drive you for like an hour and a half, 2 hours or something.
Oh, really? So you probably...
In pitch darkness because it's like after 10 at night or something like that. I think I text you.
I think you might have done, actually, yeah.
Yeah, because I still had my phone then before you had to give up your phone.
Mm. It was the last communication you could do.
Yeah, officially. Yeah. Well, I get to call Tiff when you get to the house and they're like, oh, I can take your phones off you.
We tracked your flight.
Did you?
I say we, me.
Who's landed? Chelsea, wake up, he's landed.
See,
it's 3 a.m.
You didn't have any time after to have a look anywhere.
No, the only thing...
And then they got you arriving on video, and then a bald man, not Dom, took you into a car.
I don't remember any of that. I don't remember any of that. I was away with the fairies. I've never flown that long. We flew to Singapore, had like a 3-hour layover in Singapore, and then back on the next flight.
Yeah.
All the way to wherever I went to. Oh, Lisbon. It's a long journey. Lisbon, there you go. Lisbon. I flew all the way to Lisbon. Took ages.
That is a convoluted route.
Anyway, so then you're in a house, you're locked up in this house for like the best part of 2 weeks, and you go from wander around, and that's like middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I worked that bit out. And then you go into the jungle, then you come out again. You've got like a few days. I mean, we're in Surfers Paradise, which is a hole. And then that's it. And then you go home.
Yeah. So you don't get a chance to do anything.
So I don't really feel as I've seen any of Australia. So, the only bits of Australia I've seen that I like is I'm, you know, Married at First Sight. I've got some lovely places.
Do you want to go back there?
Yeah. Do you want to sort it out before you leave?
Okay.
We've got to do the show there for a couple of weeks.
Oh, I mean, lovely.
Yeah.
But we need to regulate ourselves. So we need a bit longer than that, I think.
3 weeks.
3 weeks. 3 weeks.
All right.
Get moving.
And we can bring 100 listeners with us.
Great.
There you are. Beautiful. Watch this space. Nothing will happen.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Right, 7:21.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Skoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X. This Friday, The Amateur arrives in IMAX.
I want to find and kill the people who murdered my wife.
Academy Award winner Rami Malek.
I want mission-specific training and a new identity.
And Academy Award nominee Lawrence Fishburne.
This ends here.
No, I want them all.
The Amateur in cinemas Friday.
Easter's on its way, so why not pop into Aldi where you'll find everything you need, including a delicious and tender whole leg of lamb on sale April 14th, our exquisite specially selected hot cross buns, hand-finished, packed with dried fruit and Good Housekeeping Institute taste-approved 2025 no less, so you'll be hot and cross if you miss them, and milk chocolate bunnies. Ah yes, bet you're all ears now. Aldi, which cheapest supermarket 2024?
Have you ever wondered what a sandwich sounds like? Not much to it, is there? Unless, of course, it's a Walker's sandwich. Mmm, that is good. Now that's what a sarnie should sound like. Go all crispin with Walker's. Delicious.
Bring in spring this Easter at Dunelm. From cookware for hosting the roast to outdoor furniture that's all set for sunshine. And up to 50% off thousands of products. Pick up everything you need for Easter together in-store and online with free click and collect in as little as 2 hours at Dunelm, the home of homes. Terms and conditions apply.
There. Victoria's had a Friday night to remember, but now she's outside in the pouring rain and...
Oh, what? You are joking. I've got no data. How are we going to get home?
But then she remembers she's with EE.
Yes, Uber still works.
So then she...
Uber's on me, guys. Should we get a kebab?
Use essential apps like Uber and WhatsApp even when you run out of data. Search EE Mobile.
Stay connected at 0.5 megabits per second. Terms apply.
At Wren, we design kitchens to your budget, not ours. With up to 60% off fully built kitchen units and up to 7 years interest-free credit. Plus, in our spring sale, get an AEG dishwasher for just £149. The Great Renovation. Visit your nearest Wren showroom. Offers apply when you buy 5 or more units. Dishwasher offer ends the 23rd of April. 1 per customer. Finance subject to status and minimum spend.
Search Kayak for great deals on flights. Wait, that doesn't say flights.
search Kayak for great deals on car hire? Huh. With Kayak, you can compare hundreds of car rental sites to find great deals. Even better, you see costs up front. And if it's flexibility you're after, Kayak's got a handy free cancellation filter. Lovely stuff. So next time you're searching for car hire, at home or for your holes, search Kayak and go see for yourself.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Milesy!
On today's 4 till 7 thang, we're giving away another Fly Drive European City break, plus good news for fans of long-extinct Wolves, and let's not forget, it's Thursday, which means only one thing. We're going to this week's Pet Town, Emsworth, courtesy of Little Size Maps of Britain.
What do you say?
As we're getting Little Size Maps of Britain.
Did you say sausages?
No, I said Little Size Maps of Britain. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7. It's a fact.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Yes, that price includes full technical support.
Oh dear, the buy now button on each page isn't clickable.
Layla's web development agency will soon have more clients than they can handle. To avoid a code red, she needs new programmers.
Okay, I've just tweaked the code, so everything should be fine now.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Because Indeed's hiring platform makes finding great talent easy. To start hiring, visit indeed.com/try today.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Good morning to you. I hope you have a rock and roll day.
Radio X.
In case you didn't hear yesterday's show, towards the end, it's just after 9 o'clock, I think it was, about 20 past nine, I got a text from somebody blowing me out for dinner.
Oh, yeah, you did, yeah.
And
we gave a few clues, but not many people picked.
I didn't give any clues.
No, you didn't actually. No, you didn't.
I didn't say that. I didn't want to identify them.
You didn't.
Right?
Yeah.
So in your face. Pow! Take that. I just didn't want people to, you know. No, you know. I'll keep it to myself. Yeah. I'll share a lot, but I'll keep some to myself.
Yeah.
You know? That's the way I shine.
Shut up. Andy Peters?
Anyway, no, it's not Andy Peters. Oh, relight my fire. Oh, honestly.
Rinder?
What?
Rinder?
No, it's no, not Judge. No. I said relight my fire, not
running
leave
out of
me
patience,
alone.
James.
Exactly. Okay. That's right. That's right.
So, Peter Jones.
Yeah, babe. Nice one. Oh,
thank you.
Anyway, not you. Anyway, so yeah, so I sent them a reply on the air. A voice message on the air, do you remember?
Yes, you did.
And I sent that, and then they sent like a smiley face or something, or an angry face first, and then a laughy face or whatever. And then I genuinely actually didn't hear back from them again. That warrants a follow-up apology, doesn't it?
What do you reply to
this
that?
This is the second time to blow me out now.
Mm.
So here's what I was thinking, right? In a scenario like that, it should be private jet to Dublin, come and see the show. And come see the tour, and then we'll have dinner afterwards.
Yeah.
All expenses.
Yeah.
Now, I think that's fair.
Something to make up for it.
Yeah, and it's also something that everybody listening can relate to after you've been blown out for dinner by somebody. What they should do is send you a private jet, bring you out to Dublin because they're on tour, starts next Thursday, and then go dinner and drinks afterwards, hotel, and then fly back the next day.
It's because you're a man of the people.
Yeah. I'm a man of the people, yeah. I'm just a normal guy.
Doing normal things.
Being blown out for dinner
by
Mr. Super Duper Pop Star. So.
Yeah, whoever that is.
Oh, it's man. It was Mumford and Sons. Oops. Crashed the vocal. Sorry, man. Sorry, Marcus. Off you go. Go on, sing.
Come home late in the morning.
Yeah, that's it.
Bloodshot dreams under street light spell. A truth no one can tell. And I was still a secret to myself. Light me up, I'm wasted in the dark. Rush me a restless heart in the end. Get my head out of the ground. Time don't let us down again. Take me back. gone and buried deep.